This is your daily mind medicine.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Living the dream, having fun. There is literally no fun in an easy life. I'm telling you right now, people always want things to be a little bit easier. They want a little bit of a breaky break. They want things to slow down. It's boring. It's boring. I've had seasons of my life when everything just works out. And it's like, you know, that's the moment where you are tempted into entitlement. And when entitlement sets in, you begin to decay. You want the dream life is a fiery life. It's where there's a little bit of chaos. It's where it becomes actually, if life is slow and easy and basic and chill and boring, it requires no skill to have thinking time. It requires no skill to have important moments of rest. Those things become skill when your life is wild. And so I don't know why I'm saying that. Just a reminder that, what you want is you want resistance. You want turbulence. You want it. It's something that will feed you. And right now, my life is a little bit crazy. It's a little bit crazy. We got the kids are growing up and my wife is moving her business around, and I'm speaking more than I've ever spoken ever in my entire life, which is incredible. And the stories that are coming from that, they make me like almost emotional just to hear like how my struggles are setting people free. It always works this way. You have no message if you ain't cleaned up a mess before. So just a reminder to you, if your life feels brutal, congratulations, you have the good life. Anyways, I was on a meeting with a bunch of crazy hooligan salespeople. You know, we're building again and we're building sales teams and things are starting to grow. And we've kind of been in that season, to be honest with you, for a little bit. In fact, I was disappointed about a month ago because I have, I've had these things that have grown extremely quickly. And then I've also built things that are so important to me, but they don't grow quite as fast. And no matter what, you know, no matter the healing that happens with your relationship with progress or your relationship with setback, there's always a little bit of, I think, some frustration when things don't work as quickly as you want them to. And I was frustrated about a month ago because there are some things I'm really passionate about growing right now. They're just growing a little bit slower. And, you know, in hindsight, you get this realization that everything takes as long as you need it to take. And that doesn't feel good if you feel like you're stuck. You're not really stuck, for the record, but you feel like you're stuck. But sometimes there are moments where you need something to take a little bit longer because you need to learn this or learn that or unlearn this or whatever. But we're getting momentum, and now this is a perfect time to have momentum. If I would have gotten it 6 months ago, it would have maybe been a little bit different. But I'm on a call with a bunch of sales people are rowdy and they're just like fired up and excited. And my sales guys listen to this, like for all of the teams. So I've got to be careful with sometimes what I say, because they're like, I've gotten messages in the past where someone's like, hey, I didn't realize you were that angry on the sales meeting, because I've gone off on post sales meeting on a daily mind medicine, because I'll use my stories and experiences to record these issues or these episodes. And anyways, if you're listening to this and you work for me, I love you. But here's the reality of the situation. And this applies to you as a business owner, a manager, a mom, or a dad, whatever it is you are, or a salesperson. There are three kinds of mistakes. There are three kinds of mistakes that you will experience in your life. There are learning mistakes, lazy mistakes, and loser mistakes. And to the best of your ability, your job is to eliminate loser mistakes, minimize lazy mistakes, and capitalize on learning mistakes. What do these three things mean? Learning mistake is when you get smarter, you connect the mistake and attribution to a skill set that you can use to move forward. So I've got a project right now where trading in the capital markets, and there's a lot of mistakes that happen when you know you're getting good at a particular skill. But most of the times when you're getting good at a particular skill, they're learning mistakes. They're teaching you about the thing you're doing. The second is lazy mistakes. These are when you ain't paying attention. You're not paying attention. There's one person on my teams right now who has a lot of lazy mistakes. And they're happening because he's not paying attention. He's not doing his end of day reviews the right way. He's not thinking about why did this go wrong. He's just on to the next thing. Lazy mistakes. You want to minimize these because they're gonna happen. You're gonna have things. I wasn't paying attention. The dog walked in. My kid fell off a high chair. You know, whatever. You're not paying attention, and you could have avoided the mistake, but you didn't because you weren't paying attention. Loser mistakes will kill you. And a loser mistake is something that you continue repeating over and over because you don't think it's your fault. You won't take any responsibility for it. Your life is a wreck. Your business is in shambles. And somehow you've concocted an elaborate story about how nothing in the world is your fault. It's everyone else's fault. It's the President Biden's fault. It's the economy, whatever. Loser mistakes are the most costly mistakes that you have. And so what I am really telling you right now is that you should focus all of your attention. If you're going to look at a mistake, you should focus your attention on what did this teach me? What did it teach me? If you can get the gold from it, it's not a lazy mistake. It's not a loser mistake. It's a learning mistake. And that learning mistake builds the bedrock of your education for moving forward. Let's go. Let's make some mistakes. Let's make them the right mistakes. And let's keep moving forward.